Okay, today on the Metallo Musicum podcast, we're speaking with Tony Manero.
You got it, Dom.
And also known as Dirty Fucking Pistols, who is the current drummer in the American black metal band Vaughn. And I wanted to find out a little bit about what's going on with Vaughn, and Tony was willing to speak with me. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Mr. Dirty Fucking Pistols. Where did that nickname come from?
Well, you know, as apparent as it is that every black metal band, they have to have some Dungeons and Dragons type of fucking name. Basically, when I got involved with Jay, he was doing a project back in the day, doing the rap game and stuff, and he had this whole vision for, you know, this thing called Dirty Fucking Pistols. So when I started chilling with him, he was like, you know what, man, you're Dirty Fucking Pistols. And I was like, Dirty Fucking Pistols? And he's like, yeah, you know. And I go, when you wrap duct tape around the handles of guns so they can't get your fucking fingerprints? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, that's your black metal name.
That doesn't make any sense at all. That's like, all those black metal names sound like, they sound like characters from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's like Azantarius and, you know, shit like that, which, I mean, I ain't down in none of those motherfuckers, you know, I mean, do your thing. But, yeah, I mean, we kind of take it to a level of we're just being comical, because, you know, well.
And Carter Grant is Hangman.
Yeah. Yes, he's my boy. I've known him for a minute.
A long minute.
Yeah.
The colloquial minute.
Yeah, I've known him since 2006, 2007, somewhere in there. But, just been playing with him for a while. And when I was doing these shows with Jay, the first few that we did, the guitar players that were in the band at the time, they basically just shit out on us. And I was like, yo, I know this dude. And so Jay was like, well, calm the fuck up. And I'm like, okay. And so that's how she got involved.
So the whole Vaughn thing is really kind of a mystery to me, because when I talk about Vaughn with some of my black metal fans, and I mean, I listen to a lot of black metal myself, and when the name Vaughn comes up, they say, you know, Vaughn ceased to exist in 1992, you know? So they don't have any, you know, concept of what's gone on between 1992 and the most recent years. When did you start getting involved with Vaughn, and how did that happen?
Well, it was like this month, it's about 3 years ago, and I've played in a number of bands and gotten called up to do a bunch of studio gigs and that type of shit. So the last band that I was in, the dude who was one of the guitar players in the band, he's an engineer at a studio in Chicago, and basically Jay came up to record Satanic Blood, like, for real, because originally it was like the demo was put out and the dudes that he was jamming with stole all of his shit. So they recorded all of his shit without him and put it out, and then he didn't find that out till years later. And so he was just very adamant about, you know, finishing what he started. So he came out to Chicago, and he was recording at Wall to Wall Studios in Chicago. And he had a drummer, Charlie Fell, which is a cat that I've known from just being in bands and just knowing that cat. Great drummer, great musician. At the time, he was in Knockmiskium. And so he recorded Satanic Blood and 7 Billion, and he got a phone call and was told that, you know, he needed to go record the new Knockmiskium record. So him and the cat that I was jamming with at the time, they basically said to Jay, they're like, well, you know, like, well, you should just get T in here, like, he'll be able to hammer it out. And so I had no idea who the hell Jay was. I had no idea who the hell fucking Vaughn was. I mean, not like I'm not into anything, but I'm one of those cats where, you know, I listen to, like, Sly and the Family Stone and Led Zeppelin. And
right,
and
so you didn't really have a background in black metal at all.
Yeah, like not remotely at all, darling. And so the cat that was the bass player in that band, when we were rolling down there, he says to me, he's like, well, you know who this Vaughn fucking dude is, right? And I'm like, no. So he gives me the background, and I'm like, okay, well, we'll see how this goes, because, I mean, I've run into a bunch of black metal people before, and they're, you know, they are how they are, you know? They're very adamant about what they do and how they present themselves, and I'm not the kind of person that's very conducive to what they do. So I was just, you know, me being me, I'm like, well, it's a studio gig, you know? See what happens. So I roll in, I meet the cat, and right out of the gate, we just hit it off. And we're just hanging out. We're just drinking pints and, you know, just talking about real life shit, you know, just, you know, like men stuff. You know, like he's got a family. It's like, yeah, you know, like he's straight up. Like he's just down to earth. And so after like about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, I just looked at him and I was like, well, yo, do you want to play me the jams that you want me to play on? And he's like, yeah. And he throws up his iPod and he's like, yeah, listen to this shit, T. Check it out. I'm like, okay. And I just sat in the green room in the studio and listened to shit, and it was dope. I was into it. And then he came back after almost an hour, after I was just panning through all the songs and listening to, you know, just to the demos and stuff, because a lot of it, like, there were no drums on it. It was just him playing bass and him doing, you know, demo vocals and shit like that. And so I was just like, yeah, man, I'm down, you know, like, cool, you know. And it was refreshing because I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm used to having... You know, it's like you walk into a situation, you got motherfuckers, they're just like drilling their shit down your throat and being like, well, this is what I'm playing and this is how I'm doing what I'm doing. And it's like, yeah, it's cool. All right, you're giving me a paycheck. But it wasn't about that with Jay. It's like, you know, like I rolled in and we just hung out. And, you know, he just wanted to know if I was down with, you know, what he was doing. And, you know, I not only appreciated how his candor was, but just the sake of what he's doing and his vision, I really liked it, you know? And that's the thing for me. It's like, you know, a lot of people have asked me, like, well, why the hell do you want to even deal with that guy? He's so-and-so, and he's blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, you know, when I was rolling down before I met him, I didn't know who the fuck he was, and I didn't give a fuck who he was. It's just like, but he's a straight-up cat, you know? And he's always had my back. And so, you know, it's just, I appreciate his vision and the fact that, you know.
How would you describe that vision?
Interesting. At the very least, interesting. I mean, when he started this thing out, he had a game plan to do it. And, you know, he had to take a break from it because he had some life issues that happened, and, you know, the cats that were hanging on to it, they stole his shit. So then when he found out that they stole his shit, he just basically came to the fruition of, you know, I need to finish what I started. And that's what I love about it, is that all of these records, they all have a story to tell. You know, it's not like normal bands, I guess I shouldn't say normal, but you know, most bands, you know, they have a sound and they make a record and it makes an impact, and then they continue to create that same record in some way, mildly, you know, shaving off this, shaving off that, you know. But it's the same fucking thing over and over again, where he purposely set out to make every record a different chapter in a story. So each record is it's like its own book, so to speak. And, you know, for the record that we're doing now and we're dropping, you know, the whole idea was, hey, man, you know, like, let's put out a record, but give them one song at a time as so to speak, like if you were given a record and it was like, just listen to track one for a week. Okay, next week, listen to track two for a week. You know, that type of thing.
It feels like this new record, and I was going to ask you about that too, the new record, instead of like giving you 13 tracks or whatever all at once, you know, it's being spaced out over time. It's almost like a series or episodes.
Yes.
And I've never seen anything like that before.
Well, yeah.
I don't even know. I didn't even know. I was like, what is he doing? I couldn't even figure it out. And there's an illustration to go with each picture, with each song.
Well, you know, the thing behind that, I think, mostly is just, I mean, Jay lives in fucking AZ, and I'm in Chicago. So the few times that we get to hook up, we get a lot of work done when we hook up with each other. But the times that I've been with him and hanging out at his crib and just hanging out with his fam is, they're dope. I love them all dearly. His wife is, she's gorgeous. She's just amazing. And, you know, it's just being brought in, you know, like people that don't know me and they just accept you like family, like that type of shit means a lot to me. So we're just hanging out and we're listening to jams. I mean, like on this record, it was a lot of us just hanging out and really talking about what we wanted to do with the songs, you know. And Jay giving us like the vision of, well, these are the lyrics and this is what I'm looking to do. So how do we bring the musicianship to the table to really like bring it across, type of thing? And it was a lot of time, like most bands, they'll, you know, and I've been in bands that have done this before, you know, you're in the studio and you're hitting the same track for 8 fucking hours, where we sat there for 6-8 hours at night after we tracked a tune and talked about the next day what we're going to do and just talk it through. And this is what we're looking to do. And you know, it's awesome because I'm one of these cats where I've always pined for the whole, you know, hit it and quit it type of thing. You know, I mean, Thelonious Monk always said, if you can't hit your own song in one or two takes, you have no business playing your own song. You know, so this record in particularly, all the tracks that you hear on it, we did them separately just because we did them all in-house. So we couldn't play live, unfortunately, but All the tracks on this record for everybody that played, it's either one or two takes. I mean, Ritual of the Black Mass, we did that before, and then we recut it because we wanted to add a longer ending to it for more solos and that type of shit. And I said to Jay, I was just like, well, there's no way we're going to crop it, so throw it at me. And I'm proud of that song. I mean, I played that in one take all alone. You know, it's like that was the whole thing with this record. It's just like sitting there and really discussing how and where we wanted everything to go, because, you know, the story is what it is at this point. You know, it's like you got Satanic, you got 7 Billion, and then now you got Birth, you know, and it's just, you know, it has to progress.
Sounds, you know, like you have a great deal of ownership in this music.
I mean, in this record, this is the record that my first record that I've done with Jay, so, yeah.
But, I mean, it sounds to me like what you're saying is that you've been allowed to express your own creativity as opposed to being told what to do.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the greatest things about working with this cat. He's, after all the motherfuckers I've worked with before, He's the first fucking cat that, I mean, when my first, well, that studio gig that I was telling you about, when I went down to meet him, a lot of the songs on this record were not meant to be on this record, but they wound up being demos for this record, and which we wound up changing and making for this record. And when I first sat down, the dude who was in my previous band, I said to him, I was like, well, here's the deal. Jay's not here. So let's track a tune and then bounce it to him, because I don't want to move forward if he's not down with what I'm doing. So we got through like 7-8 fucking tracks, something like that. And I'm like, yo, did you bounce this shit to him? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay. So then, you know, Jay hit him back and was like, yeah, you know, what he's playing is dope, but that's not what I'm looking for. And then, you know, he hit me up. He's like, yo, I'm not pissed off at you, man. And I was like, and I just said to him, I was like, yo, if I'm not the dude, then, you know, like, you find the right dude, you know? I mean, it's cool. Like, I ain't got no animosity. And all he said to me was, no, you are the right dude. I just need you to play what needs to happen. And I was like, okay, so tell me what you need to make fucking happen. And then, you know, that's how we made a lot of this record, is just him coming. I mean, he comes to the table with a riff, and then we talk about it for a while. And then he tells me the story and tells me, like, what the emotion is supposed to be on the track. And that helps a lot because, you know, it's like, I mean, I've been playing for a minute, Don, you know, so it's like I can play anything, you know, but it's just like I want to meet your vision. I want it to sound right, and I want it to be perfect, because that's just the kind of motherfucker I am, you know. So, you know, it's awesome, like, the amount of time we spent, like, you know, like, we'll record a track and then listen back to it. There's times where I was straight up like, yo, man, I don't even know if that's fucking cool. And then I come back into the main room, and Jay's just, he's got this wry smile on his face, and he's like, yo, T, sit down, man, listen to this shit. And then I listen to it, I'm like, oh, man, that's dope. Cool. I'm like, are you cool with it? He's like, yeah. And then, you know, we grill burgers and listen to fucking Sly and the Family Stone or Merle Haggard and, you know, take a break. You know, it's like, you know.
That sounds like you're having a really good experience. I mean, some of the songs that I've been listening to, that have these individual singles that are being released, well, first of all, you know, they're sort of black metal, like, in that sort of generalized, there's some tremolo guitar picking and stuff going on. You know, there are elements, yeah, of what I would call black metal, but there's a lot of other stuff going on there. There's some psychedelic, there's doom, there's just incredibly really heavy parts to it. And plus then the sampling and things like that get blended in. And to me, it's like, well, this is a piece that is not, I wouldn't call this black metal in the traditional sense of the word. How do you feel about that?
It's interesting you bring that up, Dom, because, I mean, when Jay started this shit, he didn't coin it as black metal. Like, that's not what he set out to do. He was, you know, in the Bay Area and trying to play, like, you know, like, DRI and, you know, Black Flag, like, real fast, like, thrash punk shit. And so the fact that his stuff was taken from him and then dumped, and then a lot of people just deemed it black metal, you know, when I met up with him, that was my thing. That was one of the first things I said to him. I was like, yo, you wear clown paint? And he's like, no. And I'm like, you pour blood all over yourself and shit? And he's like, no. And he's like, yo, man, yo, T, I never set out to do any of that shit. I just want to play some really hard, fast, aggressive-ass thrash shit. Because he came from the Bay Area, you know? So, like, that was his whole jit. And I was like, so basically what you started got coined as this? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, wow, that's, you know, it's like, it'd be like if someone, you know, made a grilled cheese sandwich, you know, and then someone's just like, no, man, that's a hamburger. It's like, no, man, it's a grilled cheese sandwich. Like, what? You know, so, I mean, that's the interesting thing about it, is like, a lot of people have asked us, and even myself, you know, they want to know what we feel our part is in black metal and our place in black metal. And, you know, it's like, what black metal is nowadays, like, I have no issue with it here nor there. I have no judgment on it. I'm not that type of person. I mean, I respect all the cats that are doing what they're doing. But we don't do it like that, you know. Like, they have their own jib. And they made their own jib the way that they're doing what they're doing. And, I mean, we're just dark rock. I mean, like Satanic Blood. So it's really aggressive, but at the same time, I mean, Jay wasn't wearing paint. Jay wasn't pouring blood on himself. You know, it's like that whole, you know, that whole moniker of what a lot of these cats do and how they want to, you know, talk about Satan and all that type of stuff. You know, it's like, well, yeah, you want to talk about dark shit, that's cool. We're doing the same thing. We're just talking about dark shit that's in front of our faces. The dark shit that is like, you know, the humans in front of our faces, like the evil in man. You know, that's what all this shit embodies. And, you know, it's like Sabbath. You know, I mean, I don't want to compare ourselves to Sabbath because they're the deity, you know, but it's just like, it's dark as shit, you know, like we'll point out the evil in man. And that's, you know, as far as us being black metal or even metal, I mean, I don't even consider us metal. I mean, I just consider us a black, dark, you know, rock band. I mean, we're rock and roll. I mean, me and Jay, shit, when we're recording this record, we go out to the store and get bottles of water and shit like that, and we're listening to Journey, because we're old school, man. I mean, Journey's from San Fran, you know? It's like, so we're old school. I mean, how can't you like fucking Journey? Like, come on. You know, it's like, that's our jib, you know? It's like, we listen to serious shit. It's like, you can't knock any of those cats. They all wrote great fucking songs. I mean, we listen to Scorpions over and over again. I mean, there's definitely, I mean, like on Mother, I stole the shit out of Scorpions on that. Herman Rarebell's a badass drummer. I stole the shit out of his jib on that.
Yeah, I mean, I hear some things in some of the songs, like The Culling, I think, was the one I thought sounded a little bit like a Jefferson Airplane song.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And there's an experimental elements to it and just creepy, dark, sinister sounds going on. I really like some of the songs. But like I said, you know, when I say to people like, oh, Vaughn, you know, they're thinking of the primitive stuff from long ago, and I don't think he hasn't really done anything like that in a while.
A lot of bands, you know, they'll just sit there and put out the same fucking record over and over again, and that's not the point of what Jay's, you know, post enough to do. You know, it's like everything has a progression. Everything has a story. That's why, you know, he's putting out the artwork that he's putting out. Like when I was hanging out at his crib, he just had sheets of fucking paper of stuff that he hand drawn.
Yeah,
and I just looked
actually,
at him.
That's how I actually got involved in talking with him myself. Tell me about what you think about that art.
It's beautiful. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm the you know, protagonist of him putting it out, but you know, I definitely, you know, he showed me a lot of stuff when I was hanging at his crib, and I just looked at him and I was like, yo, you have all these sheets of paper, man, that you spent all this time drawing these fucking jibs, man, like you gotta put them out. It's just cool. And he has bands call him up all the time asking him to do, you know, shirts for him and shit like that. And I just said to him, I was like, yo, man, like, this is your thing. I mean, he'll, you know, that's one of the greatest things about Jay. He'll be the first person to tell you that he's not a real musician and he doesn't know how to play, which is all bullshit because he's humble, you know, and he's a great cat. I love the dude. You know, I mean, he's my brother. I mean, that's the way I look at it. He's my fam. And I just said to him, I was just like, yo, you got to put this shit out somehow. Like, you can't just have, what are you going to have? Stacks of fucking paper with all these drawings and not fucking, and shit like, yo, darling, like, shit, like, he has, like, multiple pieces of paper. It's like a fucking puzzle. And he puts it together, and it's this huge fucking image. And I was like, yo, man, you got to fucking put this shit out. So that was kind of like the beginning of how we were approaching this record was, he was like, well, you know, I mean, all these songs have a particular meaning personally to all of us, you know, and he came up with, you know, the idea of, you know, making the artistry for it and making the comics for each song. But that's, you know, I mean,
what song is most special to you, most relevant to you?
I mean, I'd have to say Mother. You know, I mean, that was probably that was the hardest song for all of us to record.
Why is that?
It's just, I mean, it has so much meaning to it behind it, you know? I mean, basically, the whole reasoning behind, you know, the original band breaking up and all that was because Jay had to go to Hawaii and hang out with his moms because she wasn't doing well. And, you know, just knowing that story, and I still have, sorry, I'm getting broken up about, but, yeah, I mean, you know, I still have my mom's, thankfully, but, you know, she's going to pass at some point, and, you know, just the whole meaning behind it, you know, just he had to leave the band to go handle his mom's, and then when he came back, they stole his shit and dropped it, you know, and it's just, you know, like when just the story behind that song, and he's been stewing on it for years and wanting to do that song for years. I mean, all these songs on this record, he's had in his mind for over a decade. Like these aren't new songs. Like these have been just simmering type of thing. And so, you know, just him telling me the backstory of it and that type of shit and just us recording the song, it was rough. It was hard. I had to keep stopping and just being like, yo, man, let me hit it again. Let me hit it again. And, you know, and then on top of that, we all did vocals on this. I mean, Jay's the main vocalist, but he was just like, yo, you all got to do vocals on this. We're like, okay. So then going back and then having to sing the vocals that he had for that song, it was rough. I mean, I was fucking crying. I mean, you know, I ain't too big of a man to fucking say I won't cry.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know the backstory on that song.
I think the most personal tune on the record, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure Jay would think the same thing. You know, I mean, all the other stuff is just pointing out the evils of man, but that song is really just, you know, it's about like just falling apart. You lost your moms, you know, I mean, that's a horrible experience. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, that tune was rough. That one was a two-taker for me because the first take I was like, no, can't do it. And then had to go outside and just walk around, pop a couple cans, smoke a jib. You know, I was just like, okay, I'm ready now, you know. And then even then, by the end of it, I was just like, dude, I can't handle it. And then, you know, and Jay's dope, man. He came outside. He's like, yo, T, you doing all right? And I'm like, no. And he just gave me a hug. And it was awesome, man. I mean, I love that dude.
It sure sounds like it. And this recording was all done in his home studio?
Yeah, he had like a 3-car garage in his last crib. And so the 1-car aspect of it, he just, you know, shut it out and made it a studio. So a lot of it was just, you know, I mean, a lot of it was basically he would lay down the bass track because I love just busting beats over a fat bass track. So he would lay down the bass track and then I would go in and fucking play the drums and then C would throw the guitars over it, and sometimes there were already Vokes on it, but then Jay would go back and change up Vokes and shit like that, you know.
Yeah. So have these songs been performed live yet? I'm going back, and there were some live shows done in 2012, 2013. What are the plans for doing this stuff live?
At this point, we got a new lineup of guitar players. We still got Carter, but we got Jeff Wilson and Jake Superchi, and they're getting ready to bone down on the shit. But as far as the tunes on this record, we played some of them when we did the Europe tour, like a year ago, a year and a half ago now, I guess. But yeah, so, you know, we're just looking to just get out and play these songs. Obviously, I mean, Jay works this way. It's like we have the tunes, but we crop and paste a lot of shit. So what you hear on the record, it's like when you come out to the show, it's not going to be the exact format that's on the record.
Yeah, how are the songs react? I mean, how do people react to them when you play them live?
For the most part, I mean, we've gotten great reception. And I think a lot of it is just Jay's prowess on, you know, like on the record form, it's one of those, like, you know, you just sit down, you throw back a pint, and you just sit there and you sift through it, and it works. But as far as the live show, it's just, it's a constant, like, keep everybody into it type of thing. So there's parts that we crop out just for the sake of that, you know. It's like a lot of these songs are long, you know, so we'll drop certain pieces of songs just for the sake of, you know, because, you know, when you're at a live show and you're just like, yeah, and you're into it type of shit, you know, you got to keep people interested, man, you know.
So you're planning a tour coming up, right?
Yeah.
Do you know when that's going to start?
You know, at this point, I really don't know. We're figuring out, you know, what our logistics are going to be, especially at this point that we have, you know, six people in the band, because on this tour, Jay's not going to play bass. So, dude I'm jamming with now, who plays bass in my band, he's going to play bass. So, I've known Jeff Wilson for a minute because he's from, you know, around the parts where I'm at in Chicago. And, yeah, and he's cool-ass dude and can play like a motherfucker. So, yeah, like, he hit up Jeff, and then he hit up Jake. And so, at this point, we're looking to have, you know, just Jake and Jeff and Carter. So we'll have, like, you know, I mean, ironically, it's interesting to me to be in a band again that has three guitar players, because the last band that I was in had three guitar players. But
that's a lot of strings.
Yeah, you know, and it's like it's one of these things where it's like it's just such an orchestration of what's going on. You know, like most bands, it's like you got the dude who does this thing, you got the dude who does that thing, and, you know, and it works out. But for this type of shit, I mean, it's real simple, but it's more about the layering and the dynamics and who's playing what at what point.
Well, it sounds like you're excited about what you're doing and moving in the right direction.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good, Doc.
Well, hopefully we can get you around these parts sometime.
Yeah.
In the future. Yeah.
Well, I've seen you before, darling, so, you know, I'll see you again.
Well, you didn't know you saw me.
Yeah.
I saw you, but you didn't see me.
Nah, I know who you are now. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you giving me some of your precious rehearsal time.
No, it's all good. It's all good. We got to take breaks, you know.
And it's been great talking with you. And if we can figure out a way to get Vaughn out here to Baltimore, that would be great. And if we can find a way to get you to some of these events I have planned, because I book shows throughout the year of all different types and sizes, so hopefully we'll be able to find a way to get you out here in one way or the other.
Yeah, right on. I love Maryland.
Well, thanks so much for talking with me, and you've been listening to the Metallomusicum podcast. This is Mary Spiro. Good Goodbye.